with Wiser, and what a Wednesday it is. There is so much going on this week. I can't even keep track of everything that's going on, but I am going to tell you about all the concerts and shows that are going on. First of all, the James Jamboree this weekend at the James Museum. Don your cowboy boots and spend some money for that fundraising event, Jamboree at the James, 6 to 10:30. It will be a fun, fun, fun night. Also coming up at the James is yoga on April 16th. There's a book club on April 18th. We'll talk about docs. And there's the Lifelong Learning Series on April 30th, History Hangout Artist Ride. So that's going to be a really fun thing to do. Also coming up is the Museum of Fine Arts, Thursday, April 16th, from 6 to 7. Earth and Sun will perform Christian Sampson. Claudia Pena Salinas will be there. Greenlight Cinema has an amazing month. You can catch all the shows. You got one more night tonight, to hear See Wicked Little Letters. Food La Chimera is April 12th through 18th. Shada is April 19th through 25th. The VHS Club is April 20th. Egghead and Twinkle, April 21st. It's Only Life After All, April 25th. And Stress Positions, April 26th through May 1st. They're also having a competition for short film that kicks off May 2nd. Please go to RadioSaintPete.com. Click on the audio blogs. You'll hear the great preview of all these movies with Mike Haslett. Always a good time. Always fun to hear from him. Carrie Kreisman talks about her new book. Paul Wilburn talks about the reissuing of Cigar City and its fifth anniversary with an event in Ybor City on April 15th. And L.L. Kirshner's new book, Florida Girls. We have an interview with her, and Gator Queen with Tamara Lush. You'll find them all on the blog on the homepage of RadioSaintPete.com, but you'll also find all the interviews up online. So make sure you listen to those. I'll tell you, an exciting week in downtown at the Vinoy. It is the Blues Festival with a kickoff at the Palladium on Thursday. That's going to be a fun party on April 12th. Grace Potter, Blood Brothers, Bywater Call, Altered Five Blues Band. April 13th, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, Southern Avenue, Cashbox Kings. Sunday, April 14th, the amazing Tab Vinoy. Coco Montoya's in the house, Anson Funderbo, and the Rockets. It's incredible. Tickets are still available. It's a wonderful time. Also this week, you know, Classic Burlesque takes place April 12th through 13th at the Palladium. Nollywood's at the Freefall Theater. The Zombies are at the Capitol Theater on the 12th. Melissa Etheridge is at the Hard Rock on the 11th. And Butcher Brand and Son Little are at the Capitol Theater on the 10th. And it goes on and on and on. I cannot wait to see Los Lonely Boys at the Capitol Theater on the 13th. And Leonid and Friends at the Capitol Theater on the 14th. There's just so much music to hear. You just can't believe it. I'll tell you, there's a show coming up at the Palladium I can't wait for. Tribute to the Beach Boys, Bee Gees, Beatles, and Motown. It's a trip down memory lane. That is on the 19th. And then Ron White, Tater Salad White, is coming back to the Hard Rock Event Center on the 18th. It's great to go to Council Oaks, have a little steak. And for those of you who love theater, I plan on going. I hope you'll join me April 16th through the 21st. The Book of Mormon, the irreverent Broadway musical comedy, is at the Straz. And Jersey Girls, let's get it together. April 17th, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes are at the Seminole Hard Rock. Let's go and have a ball. I like opera and Opera Tampa. I want to do a shout out for the 19th through the 21st. La Traviata will be at the Straz Center. And then Otmar Liebert and Luna Negra on the 20th at the Capitol Theater. The Palladium also has chamber concerts. Please catch those. And that is on the 21st. Offer through the Florida Orchestra. Tickets are through them. The other thing you want to have on your radar is Johnny Mathis, a legendary singer, will bring his Voice of Romance tour to Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater, and that will be on the 25th. So listen, April is zooming right by. Let me tell you about some other things going on. If you didn't catch the folk Florida Folk Show last week, live from the harbor. Well, you want to catch it this week. They're going to be doing an amazing show at the Craftsman. Come down on Saturday and join them. Karen Carmichael has put together an amazing celebration for Poetry Appreciation Month. And we have all of the poetry readings up online, and the City of Writers Poetry Festival, all of their events. Thanks to Gloria Minos, the City of St. Petersburg Poet Laureate, has helped coordinate that, along with Celeste Davis, the City of St. Petersburg Arts, Culture, and Tourism Leader. I cannot wait for tonight. Woodson African American Museum will have a spell conversation with Palente Series, Black Voices in the Humanities. It will feature Martha Barreto with Patrick Arthur Jackson and Silk Jasmine Hindus. The Ecker College National Poetry Series continues on April 11th with Amy Alvarez and Yororian Noel, and it goes on and on and on at Black Crow Coffee. This Sunday, Community Poetry with Denzel Johnson Green. That's the April 14th. And even Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz presents Pam and Jam, An Evening of Poetry and Jazz, Saturday, April 27th at the Palladium. I saw it last year when it was at American Stage. It is transformational. Please support the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Society. Catch them on Monday nights. It's a great time. There's community poetry as well at Black Crow on Grand Central, Sunday, April 28th. Wellness Monday Writing Workshop on April 29th. And again, it's just, if you haven't listened to a Maureen Keep St. Pete Lit McDowell read her poetry, the other poets that are up on our website, please do. Art Walk is this Saturday, April 13th. St. Pete Artworks features Kathy Bleva. She's singing, playing guitar, ukulele, and banjo. And in addition to that, there is a fabulous exhibition of jewelry made from plastic with Carol Shelton's art. You can come and meet the artist that night. Art Walk, if you haven't seen Sister Gertrude Morgan, A Ministry of Divergence, please come that night and see that. And listen to Jordan Kalagian preview with the education curator on the Chronicles of Color Underground History documentary airing April 11th, this Thursday. Please join them for that amazing, amazing documentary. Art Walk continues with Charlene Reynolds' Seriously Whimsical opening weekend at the Duncan McClellan Gallery on April 13th. It will be fun to hear her talk on April 14th, where she'll do a lecture and a demonstration. Charlene Reynolds is an amazing artist. This is your last weekend to get to the Pier 60 Sugar Sand Festival in Clearwater. Also in Clearwater this weekend is the Ukulele Festival. Just a hoot and a half. Did you know you can take a ukulele out from the library? Check your local library for more information. While you're in Clearwater, get over to Clearwater Marine Aquarium for some of their great events. There's a Sea Turtle Awareness Day, Lake Cleaning April 12th, on April 12th, Seaside Seabird Sanctuary at CMA. So lots going on, lots and lots. Play ball, then shake your booty at Ferg Sports Bar this week. Saturday, the Shake Society will be there after the Rays game with the Giants. The Pinellas Pepper Festival is this weekend, 10 to 5. Hang out with the Saucy Queen. There's live music, amateur pepper eating contests, and lots of hot sauce, hot stuff. Mainsail Art Festival, April 20th through 21. Check out the RadioSt.Pete.com audio blogs and meet Mainsail artist Dr. Dory Designs. There are artists working in every medium, so make sure this is one of the top 14 fine art and design shows you've got to attend. April 25th through 27th is King of the Beach in Madeira Beach. And also that weekend, April 25th, launches the Sunscreen Film Festival with Tony Armour, previewing all of the films and interesting workshops coming up with us on Radio St. Pete. Greenlight Cinema, we told you about their film series. There is a pickleball expo on the 18th at St. Petersburg Coliseum. Listen to Brian Hartz give you the scoop on the event and also recap the big Miami pickleball tournament that he just covered. You can live life better by doing yoga at the St. Pete Pier and body balance classes. You can do a good deed by attending April 27th, the Los Vinos de Dali, the 11th annual. Lots of good deeds to do. Please remember to join the ACT Conservatory for their event on April 18th. You can celebrate Earth Month all month long. We have all the events listed up online. We'll talk more about that next week. We just cannot tell you, there's so much music to listen to. Sarasota Slim and friends will appear on the Craftsman stage with the Florida Folk Show from 10 to noon on the 13th. And then the study will host Pete and Crowd, Sarasota Slim and Friends, and the Florida Boys. That will be coming up as well. So that's going to be a great night later on in the week. So Blues Festival, okay. If you're not going there, you got to go to Janice. Peekaboo. Hot Mulligan, lots of stuff. Sunday Jazz with the Crew, April 14th, 21st, and 28th. Join James Suggs, Brian News. It kicks off with the Boho Sideshow at 2 p.m. and then 6 p.m. Admission is free. A great thing to do. At the Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, The Thorn, April 25th through 26th. 7C Music, Second Saturday Art Walk has the Dive Bombers, April 13th. Capitol Theater, we've told you a lot about them. The Palladium, we have their list up. And then Anna Marie Smith-Butts will debut her cabaret May 16, 7:30. Those tickets are going to be going quick. Central Park Performing Arts Center has Save the Rainforest. That's going to be a wonderful evening. And then Early Bird Theater has The Underpants, I love to say that, by Carl Stern. Sternheim, adapted by Steve Martin. So a lot of things going on. And you really just, you know, you just have to stay on top of it. You know, tell your friends, be the first in the group to get over to an event, plan ahead, take an Uber. We were at Warehouse Arts District this weekend. The Foodie Labs was open. So it's always fun to go to 7C and then have a little bite to eat at the Foodie Labs. And by the way, the Foodie Labs will be having a smoke sesh, their market, a pop-up this weekend, a pizza pop-up that benefits Pet Pals, and that's going to be great. Studio at 620 Spring for the Arts, Nova 535 will feature Distant Ridge, the Sparks Collaborative Ensemble, and it benefits, again, a good cause. Please don't forget to go to that. And the gallery at Pinellas, Creative Pinellas, open with some great events. And Shapira's Gallery has a new Ring It On event coming April 19th through the 28th, featuring 200 unique handmade rings.